You are now in tune to the Entertainment Trail Spotlight.
Entertainment Trail with Shaba Moschino is now on podcast. Subscribe via Apple Pod, Spotify, and Anchor.fm. Entertainment Trail, the home where culture comes alive.
Entertainment Trail Spotlight is your one-stop shop for all your entertainment needs. Want to promote your new single, EP, or album? Yeah, just contact us. To promote your parties, products, or services, simply email us at entertainmenttrailja@gmail.com. That's entertainmenttrailja@gmail.com. Or simply WhatsApp call 876-489-1753. Entertainment Trail, the home where culture comes alive.
And now for our feature presentation.
Entertainment Trail.
Shaba Moschino. Taking over the islands of the Caribbean.
Central America.
North America.
South America.
Europe.
Asia.
Africa.
And as far as Antarctica.
You're listening to the Entertainment Trail Spotlight.
With Shaba Moschino.
Entertainment Trail. The home where culture comes alive.
Entertainment Trail, the home where culture comes alive.
What do you think about Jesus?
He's all God.
Oh, what do you think about Jesus?
He's all
God. Here we go right now.
Good afternoon, good morning, good night, wherever you are in the world. You're listening to the Entertainment Trail right here with your boy Shaba Moschino. Yeah, people, we have a wonderful show lineup for you guys today. I'm telling you, we'll be doing things a bit differently on the Entertainment Trail show today. We're going to play a lot of gospel music, you know, a lot of nice music, you know. Enjoy yourself, people, you know, no one will enjoy yourself, don't it? Yeah, man, and we also have an interview with Apostle Stanshaw Cornelius from Antigua and Barbuda. So definitely we'll be speaking to her a bit later, and we'll be talking to her about her musical journey as well as the Antigua and Barbuda Gospel Music and Media Awards. So we'll be looking at that and voting for the various segments are open now, so persons can stick and stay for the Entertainment Trail to hear more about that as we speak to Apostle Cornelius later on in the show. So in between time, we're going to enjoy some great gospel music, you know, nice. What we call this, you know, revival type of music, and enjoy yourself. So big up on yourself, soon come. You're listening to the Entertainment Trail with your boy Shaba Moschino.
Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the evening, every minute of the day. Jesus, he's my reason for living, he's my source of survival, every minute of the day, give me Jesus, when all my friends forsake me, looks like hope is lost, I call the name of Jesus, you know my future lies, when my soul is cast down, and my weight of doubt, he softly come and whisper, child, your future is bright, he's my reason for living, he's my source of survival, every minute of the day, give me Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the evening, oh, every minute of the day, got to watch Jesus, he's my reason for living, he's my source of survival. I got no food on my table, give me Jesus. I got no shoes on my feet, give me Jesus. No roof over my head, give me Jesus. No clothes on my body, give me Jesus. My parents are gone, give me Jesus. Friends forsake me, you give me Jesus. I got no money in my pocket, give me Jesus. Recession in the hill, you give me Jesus. World is living in fear, give me Jesus. He's my reason for living, he's my source of survival. Every minute of the day, give me Jesus. Now give me Jesus.
Yes, listeners, as I enjoy myself right here in studio dancing away to this good old gospel music, and I will be owing on to my first break of the show this week. And definitely, as when we come back, we'll be speaking with Apostle Cornelius from Antigua and Barbuda as we talk about her musical journey and the Antigua and Barbuda Gospel Music and Media Awards. So stick and stay to the Entertainment Trail. It's your boy Shabba Moschino. Soon come.
Spotlight is your one-stop shop for all your entertainment needs. Want to promote your new single, EP, or album? Just contact us. To promote your parties, products, or services, simply email us at entertainmenttrailja@gmail.com. That's entertainmenttrailja@gmail.com. Or simply WhatsApp call 876-489-1753. Entertainment Trail, the home where culture comes alive.
Yes, listeners, as I promised you, we are here today with Apostle Stanshaw Cornelius from Antigua, and she's here to tell us about the Antigua and Barbuda Gospel Music and Media Awards. And this is rather interesting for me because the first time I'm hearing about this award, and you know, for me, I'm a culture person and I'm a Caribbean man, so I like to find out these things, so I'm bringing this that I found out to you guys, my listeners. So good day, Apostle Cornelius. Welcome to the Entertainment Trail Show.
Hi, and thank you for having me. Totally appreciate it.
All right, problem. All right, so tell us about, before we get into the Antigua and Barbuda Music Award, Gospel Music Awards, tell us a bit about yourself. Who is Apostle Stanshaw Cornelius?
Well, I would say, first off, I am a woman that's just born with a purposed reason. And what that means is a woman who is very much aware of what she's called to do in this world, and definitely dedicated to fulfilling that purpose. And in a nutshell, I am a minister of the word. I preach the gospel. I'm also in media. Through my ministry and company, Sorise Music International, of which I've been serving in that capacity from 2010 until now. And also, I'm a singer and songwriter as well.
Wow.
And, I'm involved with so many different organizations. Oh, my goodness. I can't even begin to number them right now.
Yes.
But I'm sitting on boards and all kind of different things. But everything is in the realm of working in the service of God. So that's pretty much what I do.
Okay, then. All right, then. Cool. So very interesting. And I would like to touch a bit on your music. You say you're a songwriter and singer. So tell us a bit about that. You've recorded and released songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. So tell us a little bit about that. How long have you been doing this music thing?
Wow. I mean, as far back as I can remember, even from a little girl, I remember listening to all kind of different styles of music. My dad, when he just came home from university, he brought back a bunch of records, from country music, reggae, everything.
Yes.
So I was pretty much exposed to quite a wide variety of music, you know, jazz and stuff like that. So it developed a genuine interest and appreciation for different styles of music from an early age. And I found myself being very much drawn into the lyrics. The music was good for me, but I was very much concerned about what the music was actually saying, like how the songs were constructed, you know, how they put the lyrics together, the bridge yes. part, the this and that. So that sparked something on the inside of me that I began writing. And I used to have this little book called Lyrics, my lyric book. And back then, I was calling myself Lyrics Page.
But okay.
I eventually changed that, you know, and it was just Lyric. And then I moved from Lyric to Crystal Imani. And then I just got a dose of reality and just stuck with Stansha, my real
okay.
name. And yeah, and I had quite a bit of opportunity to sing with some of our top bands in Antigua. Burning Flames, Bagon Band with Onion from Burning Flames.
Yes.
And I also entered female calypso competition. And then, you know, the Lord stepped in 2004 and changed everything. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All
yes.
Right.
Yes. So, yeah, man. So I'm a lover of soca music, calypso, all that, reggae, everything. And
okay.
But that passion never died. That passion never died. Mm. It's pretty much alive. And to date, I am now working on my first EP called Notes of Freedom. And I just recorded my first single called Paperboy, which I'm going to be doing some, you know, light promotion on just for radio play and stuff like that while I work on the other songs in the few coming months.
Okay.
So
that's pretty much
where I'm at right now.
Wow, that sounds very interesting there. So the EP, so
yes,
you have like a title for the EP as yet, or that's still the work in progress?
Yes, it's called Notes of Freedom. Notes of Freedom.
Notes of Freedom. Okay, wow,
yes.
So that's something for us to look out for.
Yes, and I'm going to be playing my, a lot of it is going to have a kind of acoustic style.
Mm-hmm.
I play the guitar as well, the acoustic guitar. And I know there's a song called Run to the Streets, which I know everybody in Jamaica gonna love. I just know.
All right, then.
I don't want to sound bossy, but it's all good.
whenever it's ready, just let us have it right here on the Entertainment Trail, definitely, and we'll give it a push. So,
go ahead. Yes, I will.
All right,
And I'm gonna send you Paperboy as well, and you can give me your feedback on that.
All right, not a problem. So moving into this music, music award now. So you're a lover of music and say culture.
Yes.
And how did this come about? Yeah. I get to understand that you're the founder for this award ceremony. So tell us about this. How did this came about?
Well, you know, it was pretty much birthed out of a desire to see persons within Antigua and Barbuda, and of course largely around the Caribbean, you know, truly be honored, you know, for their contributions in music.
Yes.
And it wasn't just gospel music, but I was more or less looking at persons who have made significant contributions and made an impact in the culture, in the industry, in a very positive way, who have paved the way for those who are able, you know, to do what they do now. And that's the vision that I had, because I said so often we focus on the persons that we see on TV all the time, you know, and we think that they're the only persons who are actually doing anything on a professional level. We think, if you're not on TV, well, you know, you don't exist. You're not really doing anything significant. Mm-hmm. And I think that's not fair. Yeah, very much a misconception. And I don't believe that an artist has to sell a million records or go gold or whatever in order for us to honor them or to even, quote unquote, you know, cross waters all around the world, travel, be on a tour, you know, for us to really acknowledge that they're doing something significant and doing something that's worthy of being recognized. So that's what that desire was born out of. And so I established the Antigua Barbuda Gospel Music Awards back then in 2015.
Yes.
And it then evolved and became more of a global platform to honor persons all around the world. So here we are in our seventh year this year.
Okay, all right, nice. So from this award, though, so who are some smaller persons you would have awarded over the last couple of years?
Wow, we've given award to persons like Chauvel Franklin, Mercy Chinwo, an artist named Paul Umiora out of Nigeria. We have Ibuka. He's from Nigeria, but he lives in St. Kitts. We have artists like The Anointed Veil, Grey Patch out of Jamaica.
Yes,
we have persons like Nature Kid, yeah, multi-award winning Nature Kid. We have Lisa Harris here out of Antigua, Petron Thomas, Young Phenom, who is now Phenom the First. He sings gospel hip hop. We have given legend awards, you know, to Bridget Blucher, to Lester Lewis.
Lester Lewis, okay.
Glory to God, yes. To Lester Lewis, we've given humanitarian awards to some of our local persons who have contributed to humanitarian efforts and stuff like that. And we have given awards to, oh my goodness, so many people. Lord have mercy. Oh.
So definitely.
Sherwin Gardner, and the list goes on. Nisha Woods, Sherrian Mon, Sterling Roberts out of Trinidad. Mm. Oh my goodness.
This is definitely a global award, and I'm definitely like what,
yes,
I'm hearing, and I must say congratulations for what you are doing.
Thank you so much.
What are some of the categories in this award, though, that we can, so let this person can have a better understanding of the setup of the award ceremony?
Okay. Well, I try to cover make the categories as wide as possible, because I know in this time, you know, people are getting very creative and experimenting with different styles. So
yes,
it has pretty much expanded over the years to include not just reggae, dancehall, soca, but I have included like Afrobeat. Mm-hmm. I have gospelipso, also bluegrass. Yes. I've added that. House and electric, urban, R&B, pop, you know, categories like that. We have our praise and worship and our contemporary categories. And then I also have international psalmist, song of the year, you know, categories like that. Songwriter, producer, album of the year, and stuff like that. So try to make it as wide as possible, because, you know, you just never know. Don't want to be too restricted. So, that's pretty much some of the categories that we have. And they're split into two parts. We have the international categories, and then, yes, we have national awards, which are just for our local artists.
Okay, understand. So for the top award, yeah, for this ceremony, the award that, like, everyone will say, yo, this is the award that I want to grab, you know, what award, the album of the year award, or?
I would say song of the year, song, yes, of the year. Song of the year, national song of the year. That is really a coveted title, because that means that's the song that really captured everybody, you know, at least within this season, that everybody's really, like, you know, just want to be playing, or a song that everybody should be paying attention to, because if everybody votes, a lot, yes, of people vote for this song, that's a song that everybody wants to be playing on the radio and giving it that push. So I would definitely say song of the year and it's one of those.
Okay, so the song of the year is a local based in terms of Antiguans, or Antiguan artists alone. It's a global title.
Song of the year is global.
Global.
Song of the year, yes. And what we do is allow the judges panel to make their nominations, and I make some of my nominations as well.
Yes.
And then whoever the songs that have the most votes, of course, from the panel, then we put them forward as the finalists. And then there's the national song of the year, which is just for the local artists.
Okay. Cool. Understand.
Yeah.
So for last year, you know, who won that title for last year? The song of the year for last year.
I believe song of the year last year went to Sherrian Mon for her single Winner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sherrian Mon from Barbados.
Okay. All right. Nice. So big up to Sharon Morn.
My memory serves me correctly.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And I know she won Inspirational Song of the Year as well, too.
Okay. All right. So for this year now, who are some of the persons who you're seeing getting, like, multiple nominations and stuff? for this year?
This year we have a few artists have received mm-hmm. multiple nominations. We have Rashid Walker. He's one of our new artists here in Antigua. He has an awesome song called This Too Shall Pass. Really, really powerful ballad right there, This Too Shall Pass. And we have Lisa Harris. I think between them, you have between 8 and 9 nominations.
Yes.
They are both out of Antigua, who I see there have the most nominations thus far. I think following behind them is a young, an upcoming artist named Abier Jeremy, as well. You know, she's awesome, phenomenal worshiper, great singer, great songwriter. She's going places. She's an awesome young lady right there. So those are the three that I'm seeing off the top of my head. And Nature Kid. That is leading with the most nominations for this year thus far.
Okay, nice. So when will this award be held?
It will be held on October 22nd to the 23rd in Antigua. And by God's grace, we will be able to have, persons be on the inside, at a nice venue. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a 2-day event. So the first night, which is the 22nd, we're going to be hosting what you call a legacy ball
yes.
and our media awards. And that's what, yes. Yeah, so on that night, the persons who have been nominated for our honorary awards, they will be honored and highlighted on that evening. And also we will be handing out our winners for the media categories on that night. And the second night, which is the Saturday, we will have our music awards, and we will honor those persons in those categories for music, which will include a pre-show, the main awards, and an after party. So that's pretty much the format for those 2 days. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that sounds very interesting though. So that's October coming up in
yes.
October. All right, so pretty much so. Is the nomination is out for all those categories that you listed
yes.
earlier.
Yes,
so
nominations are out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so, it's actually the voting, the public voting is what's happening right now.
Yeah, so that's what I was getting. That's what I was getting to know. So tell us how persons mm-hmm. can go and see the nominees, or how can they get to vote for those persons?
Okay, you can log on to soarisemusic.com/vote. ABGMA. You click on that page, you're going to see a button that says vote. You click on that and it will lead you to the page where all the list of the categories are, and you select whichever category you want to vote in, and you will see all the finalists in that category, and you vote for your favorite. Voting is unlimited, which means you can vote as many times as you want, and you have 2 months to get all your votes in, so it ends on July 31st.
Okay, so tell us the website again for persons to go.
That's So Arise. That's SOARISE music. That's music.com/vote ABGMA.
All right. Okay, cool. Sounding great.
Yeah.
So do you have social media pages that they could follow what's happening with this?
Yes, we do. We are on Instagram. Yes, we are on Instagram. We are on Twitter and Facebook as well. At ABGM Awards.
At ABGM Awards. And that's what our social media says.
Yes, our social media. Just type in ABGM Awards and there we are.
All right, definitely. Well, that sounds really good. And Apostle Stanshaw Cornelius, you're doing a great job there. And I hope this award
just
grow from strength to strength. And I definitely love what's going on. I will keep in touch with you and keep on reporting about this award. So thank you very much again for passing through the Entertainment Trail. And
thank you.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. And that was Apostle Stanshaw Cornelius, out of Antigua and Barbuda. And definitely, this award is something to look forward for. When I heard about it, people definitely had to to search and find the founder for this award to share it with you guys, and definitely it's a wonderful thing. And we'll be going into our next break, but before that, we'll be enjoying this song by Juna Tucker, I Am Determined.
Sing. I'm determined to walk in victory.
You never heard before. You woke up in a warrior. Watching the blood of the lamb. We are the big conqueror.
Hey, say.
In case you never heard before. Hey. You woke up in a warrior.
I can hear you. Say.
Watching the blood of the lamb. We are the big conqueror.
Say, say.
I'm determined to fulfill my destiny.
Truth. Sing it.
I'm determined to fulfill my destiny.
Hey, tell the enemy.
I'm determined to walk in victory.
You ready one more time? Mix.
To see a time in case you never heard before. You walk up in a warrior.
Why say?
Washing the blood of the lamb. We are the big conqueror.
Hey, come on, tell him.
In case you never heard before. You walk up in a warrior. Watching the blood of the Lamb, we are the big conqueror.
You ready? Say it, say it.
I'm determined,
hey, to lead them free.
Determined,
put my enemies under my feet.
Determined,
use the word and set the captives free.
Cast out every demon and cure every disease. I'm determined
to see my family saved.
Determined,
I made the Bible from page to page.
Determined,
preach the gospel every street and lane.
Till every room I drop them gun and follow Jesus' name. Determined to fulfill my destiny.
Can I get a witness in the house? Oh.
I'm determined to defeat my enemy.
And that's the truth, that's the truth.
I'm determined to fulfill my destiny.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm determined.
Lift your hand and speak to what you make of.
Ha!
Sir, mix!
So see a time in case you've never heard before. You're bump up in a warrior.
Entertainment Trail for all your latest dancehall and reggae music and more. Entertainment Trail with Shaba Moschino. BBB on point. Entertainment Trail with Shaba Moschino is now on podcast. Subscribe via Apple Pod, Spotify, and Anchor.fm. Entertainment Trail, the home where culture comes alive.
It's Welcome back to the Entertainment Trail. Yes, this is a gospel episode, people. Gospel vibe. We're enjoying ourselves. We're playing some great gospel music. And we're going into some international praise and worship songs right now. And this one is one of my recent favorite. And this one is Moses Bliss, Too Faithful to Fail Me. You understand me? So people, this song is a big tune. You understand? We have some other great songs coming up after this one. So continue to enjoy the Entertainment Trail, and as I present these music to you guys, and remember to go out and check out the Antigua and Barbuda Gospel Music and Media Awards, and definitely you can choose who become the song of the year, the artist of the year, the album of the year, and all those things, people. So yeah, get involved. It's a international award, you know, in the Caribbean, and we have to big up that every time we see those things. Yes, so big up on yourself going into this one by Moses Bliss, I'm Too Faithful.
Disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to fail me. Oh Jesus, you're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Hey, da, da, da.
What you say is what you do,
Lord. You never fail. are too committed to leave me. Oh Jesus, you are too consistent to leave me halfway. Yeah. What you start, you always finish. Lord, I've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. What you start, you always finish. Lord, I'm here to testify. You're too faithful to fail me.
Done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough.
For he has done so very much for me.
He's done so
much for you. What?
What shall I render
to Jehovah?
To Jehovah.
Come on, everybody, declare. For he.
For he has done so very much for me.
Praise God. Can somebody give God a shout of praise tonight? I'm no longer a slave to fear. Say it with me. 'Cause I am a child of God. One more time, say it. I'm no longer a slave to fear. For I am a child of God. You unravel me with a melody, you surround me with a song.
Come on, sing.
Of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are. Let's do that one more time. You unravel me, say it loud. You unravel me with a melody. Around me with a song.
Woo!
Deliverance from my enemies. Till all my fears. Now let's shout it out. Say, I'm no longer a slave.
I'm no longer a slave to fear.
Why? Because
I.
From my mother's womb, you have chosen me, you have called me by my name, and I've been born again into your family.
Hey!
Your blood runs through my veins. You got it from my mother's womb.
From my mother's womb,
you have chosen me.
You have chosen me.
for her to share the information with us about the Antiguan Barbuda Gospel Music and Media Awards. Remember, you can go out and check me out on Facebook at Entertainment Trail.
Come on,
and over there on Instagram at Entertainment Trail Jamaica. Remember, the June summer promotion is going on right now, and it's for as low as $50. You can promote your small businesses and you can seek reward from that. So remember, check me out over there on Instagram and Facebook to learn more about that summer promotion. So until next time, enjoy this one by Jonathan Nelson.
I'm
to my pain, y'all. I can't hear you up there. Somebody raise it up, say. Somebody raise it up, say. You are the God of miracles, hey.
Thanks for listening to the Entertainment Trail Spotlight. Join me next week for another exciting episode. Entertainment Trail Spotlight, the home where culture comes alive.